A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 630, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. I apologize for my laryngitis. We will do our best. Yevamos Kuftes Vav, Yevamos 115, pagination is 229. We're dealing with the topic of Aguma, a woman whose husband has disappeared, and we want verification that if he's indeed dead, that we could have the testimony required to verify that. So we dealt briefly in the last session with a concept that if it's a time of war, then we actually need more verification than we would need normally, because we're concerned that the witness is acting bididami, based on impressions. It seems to him that the person is for sure dead, so he's testifying as such, but he didn't actually witness it, and we remain concerned that perhaps the husband miraculously escaped and is actually very much alive. So the Gemara, halfway down the page, toward the middle of the line, states, Iboy Luhu, they had the following question. Eid Echad B'Melchama, if you have one witness, but it's time of war. Now normally one witness is believed, but one witness in the time of war, how do we handle it? Time of the Eid Echad Mehemen, normally the reason that one witness is believed, Mishum de Milsa de Avida de Aguyehu Lo Meshaker, because we have an assumption that on something that will become common knowledge in the upcoming time, a person wouldn't lie about that. People sometimes lie about things past, but something that's going to be exposed, we have a concept that the person wouldn't lie. Hachanami lo meshaker, so one witness as well is not going to lie, because his credibility will be destroyed once the husband, if he is alive, shows up. Odilma, or maybe, Taima de'ed echad mishum de'gufa daiko mintzava. Normally, we're relying on the fact that she checks into it. Va'achalo daiko mintzava. But because there's a war, she thinks it's so plausible, and she's not going to look into it. And therefore, we would require a higher level of verification. The witness has to actually say that he saw the dead person, and he buried him, which is the way it's codified in halacha, rather than just saying that he died, because, again, the concept in time of war, we're worried with the dummy that a person will jump to plausible conclusions without actually having witnessed what it is that we're saying testimony about. Now, before we continue to the answer, or how the Gemara deals with this, let's just take a step back and observe that normally we require two regular witnesses. And over here, we're allowing a phenomenal leniency that one person, and as it's brought in halacha, not even necessarily a full-fledged kosher witness, and we're allowing that as verification of the husband's passing. How do we come to do that? So the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Yud Zayin, Sifkatan Yud Gimel, delves extensively into the different approaches as to what is the explanation over here. And there are two significant comments which I'd like to repeat. One comment is that somehow, because of the principles described over here, that it's a milsa da abida leguye, something that so clearly is going to be exposed if it's a lie, it actually is considered true according to Torah law, even though there are no witnesses. And this is a tremendous concept, that something could actually be true, and we know it's true, even though we don't have witnesses. And that's what this principle of avida le'igluye, something that's going to become public, a we're clear that the person would not lie about such a thing. And the second comment is that even though normally the Rabbanan might have imposed certain safeguards, but over here we're treading on a very delicate topic, because the woman is going to be an aguna if we require too much verification. And therefore we have to approach this with surgical precision, and that's the expression Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabanan, because of the potential aguna status that she might have to deal with, they were lenient. It doesn't mean that they were lenient over Torah law. It means they were lenient versus the normal legislation that we would impose to make sure that everything comes out truthfully. In this case, we rely on the biblical assessment, which is that sometimes we can be sure of something even though it doesn't have two full-fledged legitimate witnesses. The Gemara continues, Amar Rami Bar Chama Tashma, I want to bring you a proof from a story of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Kishiradi Lenahardo, when I went to Nahardoma Abar Hashana to create a Jewish leap year, they were going to form a group over there as a Bezdin. Matsasi Nechemya Ish Beis Dili, I found a certain Talmud Chacham. And he told me, Shamati, I heard, She'em Masina Se'isha Be'eretz Yisrael Apiyei Be'echad, Ela Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, that the only one who affirms that you can allow a woman to get remarried among the sages of Eretz Yisrael is one witness is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. He's the only one who says so. And I affirm to him that that's the way it is. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who champions this ruling. Amali, I told him, Emor lehem mishmi, tell them in my name, Atem yodim ha-medina azu mishabeshes begaisos, you should know that this area that I live in is full of wild people. Kach mikublani mirabi gamliya lazoking, but I have a tradition from Rabbi Gamliel, Shemesiyah Ma'isha Apiyeh Dechad, that you could allow a woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one witness. And the Gemara explains that he was mentioning the wild people because Lo Efshali Lemishpak In She Beisi Umaisi Kamei Rabbanan, I'm not able to leave the people of my house and come to the gathering of the rabbis to tell them all this. But kach mikol b'lani m'Rabbi Gamliel, but indeed I have a tradition from Rabbi Gamliel that you're allowed to have a woman get married al piyei dechad. But the Gemara maintains that if it is a case of milchama, a case of war, that one witness is going to have to say a much more definitive testimony, as is described in Halacha, Simen Yud Zayin, Se'if Lamed Gimel, he's going to have to say, Kivartiv, I actually was part of the burial for the man, and then Vitinase Altiv, then she would be able to get married based on his testimony. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.